Make it known that these doubts you endure are not yourself, but are the voices of those who surround and afflict you with their own case of doubts, from those who surround and afflict them. There are no original murderers of aspiration, no original destroyers of intuition. Who then can you blame in this life? Product after product, civilization continues and pumps out those who you see now, in some ways regressing, and in some ways advancing. But if so, always on the shoulders of those who accepted responsibility and ownership for their own given lot. Those who made a concerted effort to move forward despite their flaws, and despite the flaws inherent to this condition. These are the individuals who thought not along the lines of universal doubt, but along the lines of their inner daimon. And no, it is not an easy feat to toe that line when the unwritten momentum of shallow lives do all they can to drag you along with them. But would you want it any other way? The biggest tragedy we face in life is not that we lose something, but that we gain the arrogance of thinking we could keep anything at all. This thing is going to kill you. This thing right here. And if you were to make anything of yourself, and by that I mean forge a suitable contribution, character, and understanding, you must drop your hoard of security. You must learn to willingly chip pieces off that iconic bust you hold so dearly in your mind and relinquish the false guise of perfection and certainty that we all worked so hard to protect. You must drop your self-image. And what is a self but a persistent drop? All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.